Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Welcome back to another episode. How are you guys going?
We're going.
You got a bit of bubbly today.
I'm fantastic.
Can we clank?
clank?
Clank, clank, clank,
clank,
clank, clank, clank. What is clink?
Nobody else likes clink. No, it's definitely clink, but you know.
Clink, clink, like bitch, clink, yeah.
I know
yeah.
It's a clink. Oh. Yeah, it's an accent. Oh. Yeah.
English professor, right?
Yeah, I know.
Gosh.
No, just you have the red today.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just a very acquired taste.
It's fine. I'll take it.
No, because you're basic, that's why.
It says the one still drinking white wine.
I know.
I didn't want to. After I was like, this is sugar water. I'll go to red when we're done.
Okay.
Yeah? Well, I own my basicness anyway. But today Living we have a very special guest.
Did I press record?
No. Who doesn't know what she's doing?
So I didn't press record.
That was me. I just reached over and pressed it. Sorry. Violating your personal space.
Oh well, I know I'll never be a guest on any other podcast. It's fine.
It's so fine. We have a very special guest who's actually a childhood friend of mine that I've known for very many years. Today we have... What I actually go by?
Well, I mean, just say Christina, but like also known as Kiki, because a lot of people do call me Kiki as well. Okay. But just
introduce
yourself,
guys.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave him beside me. Because I want you and I need you and I'm down for you always.
I'm so sure she's sick of that shit. She's like, yeah, we know.
Every time. Is that people think they're the first one.
Yo, no, we did not. We did not.
We did not. As soon as I saw your face, I'm like, yeah, she's sick of this shit.
They will not let my name rest. Just let it rest.
Once Drake touches your name, just say goodbye to it. Just say goodbye to it.
Well, welcome, Christina.
Thank you. I was going to say something. Apparently Drake regrets mentioning girls' names in songs.
As he should.
Yeah, as he should. He's a weirdo for that. It's female behavior. Sorry.
Alone, okay? You don't find him cringy?
Sometimes, but it's cute. Oh my god. How about his little interview with, what's this guy's name with the braids? I don't know any
Johnny,
of these little
that's how I figured out.
On the beach or near the beach.
Yeah.
When he said he wants to retire.
No, when he was like something about being old. And he's like, yeah, I'm 35 now. And Louis, I was like, getting up there. He's like, can't wait till you're 35 or something. And he's like, yeah, but then you'll be 45. You know, he's going to be older than me. I'm like, These children don't respect.
At all.
It's fine. Yeah, he's darling. But anyway, speaking of Drake. Actually, he's from Canada, so it's all good.
Canada.
But.
Canada.
So just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, ASL, you know.
ASL.
Yeah,
sex location.
Yeah. Don't you know that from chatting
days? I thought you were gonna. I know, but like that was so long ago.
I can't remember the last time I said ASL.
Okay.
That's why she said it.
Oh, anyway, sorry.
Wow.
Actually, anyway, that's true. I forgot that guys would just sometimes just hit you up just ASL, and the next question would be, are you a virgin?
Age
sex location. I mean, if you think about it, you missed it, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Her parents can leave her on the snaps on the AOLs and whatnot.
So I'm Christina. I'm Nigerian and Hungarian. My dad's Nigerian. My mother's Hungarian. My dad's from Edo tribe. Is that how you say it? Edo tribe.
Edo.
Edo.
Edo state.
Is it? Wait, so that's not. What is? Isn't it Benin?
Yeah, he's from Benin, but like the tribe.
You say Edo.
Is Edo.
It's okay. Let's
because my dad's gonna be watching this, like, anyways. Yeah. So what else? I'm 30.
Ooh.
I have a child. I have a 3-year-old son named Kyrie. Beautiful. And that's really it. That's it. That's
that
all about me.
That's your intro?
What are you into? What do you if you want to disclose? Like, what do you like to do or not, you know?
Okay, so I have a very I want to say it's like a newfound like love and passion for criminology. So I'm actually going to go to school.
Ooh.
So I'm actually going to start school on Tuesday.
Oh,
it's never too late to
no,
get
it's
a
not.
Degree.
It's not.
It's never too it's late not. Because I think I thought about it. I'm like, if I get a degree now, I'll be old. I'll be amongst like 15, or not 15, let me check. Like 18-year-olds, all that. I'll be a mature-age student. Like, oh, I'm not even mature. Why do they call me a mature-age student? But whatever. So I'll be amongst like kids, really. But then I'll be looking back in like 10 years like, oh, well, when I was 30, yeah, I should have just got it. Because I'll get it when I'm 33. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
was it 3 years?
Yeah, yeah, that's
well,
it.
Also, you'd be surprised. There are like
mature-age
students.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Age.
Like they're literally like 40,
no, like
50.
When you go to, like when you're 18 and you go to uni, like I remember some guy was like 26. He'd already done nursing, worked as a nurse, and then he was like, he wanted to do design. And I think he was like 26 or 27. There are people who like in their 30s, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Is that something new though? I feel like you always
I've always had an interest in criminology. You know, I've always loved crime, but but to pursue it is new for me. Okay. After everything that I tried to pursue, I'm like, I finally feel like I found my calling for sure. That's like something beautiful. That I genuinely like. I do and I research the shit. Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah. You said way
I research
worse than
the
that.
Shit yeah. in my free time. For free, so why not make a career and get paid for it?
Yeah,
100%.
Do you know what you want to do after?
I want to do forensic psychology, but that obviously requires a further, further study of psychology. But before that, so what I'm planning to do is do like maybe criminal profiling in between while I study psychology. But in saying that, Australia doesn't really have a high crime rate, so I'm like, I don't know if the demand for that job would be, you know, high enough. So to send me and ship me back to America? No. So I'm not like, what am I going to do? Like I need a job that's actually like in high demand and needed like a government type job. So then my backup plan is to do
she's got it off.
My dad's Nigerian. What's your plan? Come on. So I would do a probation officer. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Okay.
I want to like, you know, like, no, I'm not necessarily rehabilitating people, obviously, but I'm kind of leading them in a path where, you know, let's go down a better road.
Yeah.
You know, let's stop robbing
it's
banks
very community
and stuff.
Focused.
let's not do that, George.
Yeah. Stop that, John.
Yeah.
It's very like community focused. I love that for you.
Yeah. I like that. So I feel like, with a lot of the life experience that I have had, I feel like I want to like give back and I want to help because when I was going through the stuff I was going through, I didn't really have that resource. I didn't really have that help. So now it's like, I want to do something where I'm helping. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah.
You speak on being shipped back to the US of A.
Yeah.
You've definitely had your travels and moved overseas.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? What prompted you to make that move?
So, yeah, I moved to Atlanta in 2017, and a lot of people are like, why Atlanta? Like, most people that move to, like, America, like, LA.
LA or New York, maybe.
I was going to use Atlanta as, like, a stepping stone. Like, if I'm going to relocate countries, I'm going to go somewhere where I at least have family or, like, support of some sort. So my dad's cousin lives over there. Okay. So I knew, like, okay, if I'm going to go there and I run into some trouble... Mm. I'm going to have family. Why did I run into trouble like 2 weeks in?
Oh.
Literally.
Yeah.
Honestly. I literally got like robbed at gunpoint.
Oh.
No.
Oh
my God. You're strong and you stay.
And I stayed.
And you stayed.
Because the will and the determination to want to stay like out. Yeah, I was like, no, I want to stay.
I
like,
I would have called Scott Morrison.
Please come collect me now. I'm running to the embassy with crying tears of blood.
You're very strong for that.
So the only reason I kind of was able to kind of overcome that was because I feel like it was like his first day on the job of like robbing.
Oh my gosh. So he's an intern. So he's a graduate thief. Yeah. Just finished just the year.
Yeah, what did I say? It was like his first day because like I was sitting in the car. I was after like the club, of course. I'm sitting in the car and I'm with a friend and he opens the door and's like, give me everything you've got. Like, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. But look, I can look back now and I can laugh, whatever. Yeah. He's like shaking my friend, like, give me all you got. And they're like, I don't have anything. And I jump out of the car and I'm just watching this whole thing. I jumped out of the car. Uh-huh. It wasn't moving. Like, relax.
My first instinct wouldn't be to run away.
No, I jumped out and I kind of wanted to see if I could get, like, his face. Because he didn't have, like, a mask on or anything. So I remember he was wearing, like, a hoodie. And I was like, I need to see what this guy looks like. Because I could not see from the angle that I was sitting in the back passenger seat. Mm. So I jump out and I look. I remember he had a beard. If I was to describe him, probably would not look anything like I describe. But I remember him having a beard and everything like that. And then he literally accepted what my friend said and was like, oh, you don't have anything? And shut the door. Literally shut the door. Like, how nice of you. And then ran away. Like,
really?
And it was, he had a gun and everything.
So he was holding the gun
up. Everything, like.
So he, it was in her face?
Wow.
It sounds like he was an apprentice.
Yeah.
It's like, this is first I'm going to try.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. It was very, very rookie of him.
Maybe he
but
just got
it
lazy.
Was in the moment. Yeah. I just remember, like, I called my parents and I don't know what time it was over there. And my parents are freaking out. Yeah. And it was really scary for them. But I was in that apartment for like 2 weeks and then I relocated. I actually went to the cousin that I said, I'm an independent girl. I went straight away. I got this. And I was like, maybe I don't got this. But I went and stayed with my cousin for like 4 days and then I found another location. Actually, no. It was, guys,
was it just
if any of my American people are watching this, it was Buckhead. It's a place called Buckhead. And Buckhead in Atlanta is actually more of an upper class, like more, you know, it's not too, you know, not too many like things you would think would happen, but that's where the most things happen. Yeah. Because obviously, like, if you're a smart, smart robber, you're going to go where, like,
you can get something.
So, yeah. So that's the story of that. So... yeah. So what really, really prompted me initially was like I had gone there for like my 24th birthday or something in like 2016. And the way that I felt so embraced, like I didn't feel that here. Yeah. So I went there and I was like, whoa, like, oh, I'm appreciated. I felt appreciated everywhere I went. Like, oh, you know.
Do you mean for your talent or?
Your physical beauty, because we hear that, hey, yo, ma, you know,
yes,
walking down the streets of New York, you know, you feel really special.
Yeah, yeah. But that gets old, I promise.
Yeah.
It's like, can I please just pump my gas? Can I please just please let me buy groceries? Please just leave me alone. Literally. But at first, that was very exciting and enticing for me as a young 24-year-old woman, no kids, no man, nothing. So I liked the attention. I liked what I felt like Atlanta had to offer. I loved the hustle of it. I felt like everybody had something going on. It was almost like, what? You're not an entrepreneur? What? Yeah. You don't have a hustle? You don't, what? You're not doing music videos? You're not doing this, that? Oh, you haven't met so-and-so? Bet I'm going to put you on. There's always something to do in Atlanta. And that's what I loved so much about it. So I was like, since a kid, I'm like, I'm going to move to New York. I'm going to move to New York was like the dream.
Yeah.
I went there. I was like, never mind. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Atlanta. And then I wanted to pursue like my music. And then that kind of just, you know, I fell into some wrong hands. So that didn't that kind of just kind of deterred me a little bit. And I fell into doing like music videos more than anything. So I think my first music video that I did out there was... I want to say it was Migos, which was pretty big. Like, it was
for me, ATL especially. They're like, they're gods of that place.
It was a song called "I Stray," and then I got a lot of like a little bit of hate around that, so that was cool. And then that kind of put me on the map for the Atlanta like music video scene and stuff. So I was able to get my foot in the door that way, and then from there, like video after video after video, and I didn't even have to work any other job. I just was strictly doing music videos out there to. Sustain my living.
Yourself.
So, like, how are you getting called up? Do you have a manager or people are just finding you?
I literally manage myself.
Was it just through, like, DMs or, like, calls?
That's what I'm saying, Instagram.
Yeah.
You didn't even need to be, like, signed to an elite. Like, out here, everything's very...
like, structured and gatekept. Yeah.
Very structured, very contractual. Everything's in writing.
Yeah.
No, this is in writing in DM.
Yeah. And rock up at this time.
It didn't bother me because at the end of the day, like, I wasn't even, like, a permanent, like, resident yet. So it didn't matter. That quick transaction didn't really bother me because I get the money, do this job, get my face a bit more out there.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me at all. But I will say the professionalism sometimes, like lucky. When they would say like, oh, set for 10 hours, 150, I was like,
no.
Hey.
I
don't
know, right? That's
$150. $150. Those are the DMs I didn't like, trust me. But
you filtered that through.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, we always, made them, like, I was very, very stern with what my prices were. And if you can't agree with that, you can't match that, then that's fine. On to the next girl.
Do you have to pave your way in that, like, industry, or is it kind of...
Yeah, like, I was going to actually ask, did you go with, like, a game plan as to, like, in this many months I want to achieve this, and then...
Like, yeah, like, but like I said, I initially wanted to do music. Mm. So then I fell into some wrong hands. I ran into some issues that, you know, I'm not proud of or whatever, but I decided that I didn't really want to do it anymore. And it sounds like, and that's okay. Like, I came to the understanding that this is just not really for me
anymore.
So
you just, like, rolled with it.
Yeah,
like,
I rolled with it, and I enjoyed doing music videos where it wasn't such a, like, high demand, it's not so competitive. They were looking for, like, girls like me that look like me. Mm. And then, yeah, so I ended up kind of running, like, I kind of learning the game and then started my own, like, casting company and then started, so I started doing that because I felt like I had a fair share of people who weren't very professional with me and it didn't get me paid in time or, like, just certain things that I just feel like as a businesswoman I wouldn't want to do or a businessman I wouldn't want to do. I wouldn't, you know, want to reciprocate that. So I made sure that when I casted my music videos and did my business, everything was professional, everything was written out, everything was paid on time, everything was very clear, communication was on point, like all of that. So yeah, I ended up doing a lot of different hustles out there, but ultimately, yeah, I became a bartender in the end because I felt like the money was just way better than doing music videos.
Tips?
And that's
Wait, what kind of bar?
Yeah, like a club bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I worked at a club and I was like addicted to it. Like that's what made me like get out of doing music videos after that because I was making sometimes what people make in a week and a night.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's and then that's why I kind of had to reevaluate everything and I was like, wow, I came here for music. I did music videos and then now I'm a bartender. I'm like, is this what I really, really want for my life? This uncertainty of what I'm gonna make tonight. Like then I started getting an attitude with people. Like I'm like, I just gave you bomb service and you just gave me $2. Or you really took your $2 change back?
Yeah.
That's not how I was raised. I was not raised to start looking at people sideways like that. So I was like, I really had to regroup and think like, this is not what I came here for.
Yeah.
So it's time to make some.
Do you remember like your first time going to America and not understanding the
tipping?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was of age, so I was around about the same age, 23. So we knew that tips were a big thing, and we didn't want to look, you know, like we were cheap. Yeah, and plus I went with Lebos, so you know how they are.
Bro, big bollers.
They're such big bollers. Honestly, they don't want to look cheap at all. So we always had like when we were doing things, we were calculating as we go because it's 15%, right? Is it 30%?
You probably. It's 20. It's 20. But even if you give 20, sometimes people are going to be like, broke.
So what is it? Because I just came back from Hawaii, and even when you get the receipt, it says suggested tip 18, 20, and 20%.
Yeah. Okay. Always just give 50 at this point, because otherwise.
What?
But it's already expensive.
It is. I'm literally, when I say like, obviously, servers and bartenders are kind of different. Like, the nightlife, the club, it's so fast-paced and stuff. So people, like, they want more than they really deserved. All I did was pour a Hennessy drink. Mm. Do I really deserve a $30 tip? Maybe not. Yeah. But do I want it? And will you get better service? And will I be more attentive to you? Yeah, I will. Mm. But I'm like, this is not what I'm destined to do. Mm. You know what I mean? Plus, at that point in that mix, I had a child. Right. So
it would be really hard with managing.
Yeah, so I had to make sure that everything that I was doing was making sense for my son, you know. Mm. So I just kind of, I kind of derailed a little bit in America, but I felt like it taught me a lot, like a lot. I learned a lot about myself. But again, I had to refocus and hone in and really just decide, like, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Be old and gray, like, what do you want to drink? Like, no, you know what I mean? Like,
so how long total were you?
5 years. Five good years without coming back once.
Did you leave Atlanta though? Or did you like travel anywhere
else? Oh yeah, I traveled other places. Okay. Did I move anywhere from Atlanta? No. I stayed in Atlanta. My family came to visit me when I had given birth to my son. Okay. And they were there for like, my mom and brothers were there for like 3 months and then my dad was there for two weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Knowing that you're such like a family oriented person and going there for 5 years and not going outside of that's really
it was very hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. Like, I would, like, feel like, damn, why did I do this? Like, I just want to, I literally, like, little things, like, I just want to, like, have coffee with my mom. Or I just want to go to Kmart with my mom. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I miss those things. I miss, like, I have little brothers. I'm, like, completely miss them, like, growing up, to be honest. They're, like, big now. And it's crazy. So, and then on top of that, like, I miss, like, my parents miss out on my son. Yeah. Like, they should have that. They're such good parents and they're amazing grandparents. So it's like, why would I deprive my son of that? Yeah. You know, so I had to reevaluate some things.
Props to you.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
To be able to do that is amazing.
And yeah.
As you said, you've learned so much. I don't think it's
sort in vain. Yeah.
No, not at all. Like, I really appreciate what I, you know, experienced. Mm-hmm. I learned from it. But my time was, like, served over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. I felt like I did everything that I felt like I needed to do at the time. Yeah. Looking back, if I, like, saw, like, a crystal ball or something into the future, would I go?
Really? Mm. You wouldn't go?
Probably not. No. Really? No, it was a big dream of mine to live in America, and I'm so glad I fulfilled that. But had I known that, like, some of the things I would experience, like, had I known that I would have, like, you know, just go through some of the stuff that I went through. No, I wouldn't do that to myself or my child.
Mm. No. In that sense. Because I was just thinking, like, do you think you would have regretted it, like, not doing it?
I think.
Since it was a dream.
You're right. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, I probably would have, but I would have done things differently. Let's just say that then. Yeah. Like, I definitely would have done things differently. I would have, you know, gone with, like, not just plan A, B, C. I would have gone plan A to Z. Like, you know, just had a better thought out a little bit, you know. Yeah. So
America's not really for the faint of heart, is it? It's the culture there is crazy.
Like, chew up and, like,
chew
up. Like, on to the next better, hotter, skinnier thing or, like, fatter ass thing. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Especially in ATL. I think that, of course, it's, like, known for being, like, the hub of black entrepreneurship and black culture and everything, but that comes with its, like, competitiveness and everything. Did you feel like, you know, you mentioned loving that attention and, like, I even found myself, I went to the States, like, 23, I was like, I love it. Like, it's really good, but that can get, like, kind of get to your head in a toxic way. Did you feel like that was the case for you, or did you feel like it boosted your confidence?
No, I don't think it was toxic at all. Like, I think that it definitely just helped my self-esteem, because I will say, going to school in Australia, I wasn't the typical girl that guys had a crush on. Like, no, like, don't get me wrong. Somebody might be watching this and be like, oh, she's pretty or she's whatever. But I wasn't the girl that guys crushed on or aspired to be with or girls aspired to be like or whatever, because I was a person of colour. I had curly hair, like, you know, things like that. So going there and just having my natural, like, who I am, just embrace for what it is, was a major confidence boost, and not in no toxic way at all. It just helped me in so many ways that were positive more than anything. I think eventually when I was there for, like, maybe after the 3-year mark, I started looking at my body a little bit different. I'm like, I'm a little bit skinny. You know, I don't have a butt. I don't have boobs. Like, things like that. I started, like, looking at things like that.
It would be
that.
So hard not to think.
Yeah.
Especially given the industry you were in. I think that would be a natural response.
Literally.
Given and the BBL culture, I think within that 5 years that we were there, really
skyrocketed.
It was crazy.
Yeah, at a point exactly. In time, so I think that definitely had some effect on my, you know, how I guess the way I viewed myself a little bit. I felt like if I was a little bit thicker, if I was a little bit that, I'd have a man, or I'd have, you know, things like that. But that's so, like, no. Like, I have a good heart and I'm a good woman, and having an ass or tits doesn't make a difference. Like, you know, so when it really comes down to it, you know what I mean? Like, when it really boils down to it, none of that shit matters. I'm telling you. And then I gained weight. I gained so much.
How did you even sustain yourself there in terms of the Calabar food
they
have there? Because honestly,
it made me sick.
It was point. Like, it banged me up. It made me sick.
Gave
my
me acne.
Skin was, sis.
I was all
I
clogs.
Didn't sustain myself. I didn't. I really didn't. Like, it was good the first couple of years because I was younger. Like, my metabolism was just working overtime. And then once I had my son, I was breastfeeding. Yeah. I breastfed him for almost, I want to say it was like 2 and a bit years.
Goddamn!
That boy was healthy. That boy was flourishing, literally.
Oh my God, literally. He was like, breastfeed.
But I just got, no, it literally, and that's what prompted me to stop because the boy could say, Mom, I want milk. I'm like, wait, you asking for the milk? Yeah. We need to stop. So I started putting like some nasty tasting stuff on my nipples and like, he was like.
He
just pushed through it. It was like, he just made faces like that. And then once he, two or three sucks later, the flavor was gone. My milk overpowered it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just was like this like stick figure with like big boobs. That was the only time that I was like, I fit in. But
maintaining your weight.
I think because when you breastfeed, naturally you lose 800 calories a day without even trying.
Wow.
So once it was time, I felt like it was time to wrap it up and get my body back and feel like my body was my body now.
Yeah, that's a big thing. When you're breastfeeding.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm sure you would know.
On loan.
Yes, exactly. Just, like, I felt like a cow. I literally felt like a cow. But yeah, so once I, you know, got my body back, I gained all the weight because I wasn't losing those 800 calories anymore. Mm. Like I was eating the same that I used to, but like the weight was actually staying on. So like, yeah, I gained a bit, and that made my like mental health plummet. A lot of people don't know that, but like how I felt about myself, like in America towards the end of like my stay there, was so detrimental. Like I was like, okay, as soon as I get back in Australia, I need to fix this.
And you were like, managing the bartending job at the
Time, and so. Then it doesn't help being around alcohol.
No.
Because like, it's not good when I don't drink, I'm a little uptight. I'm a little like, what you need? Like, you know what I mean? Like, whereas when I have a shot or two, hey, what do you want? Like, what you need? Oh yeah, I got it. Like, you know what I mean? So, and then that ultimately means more money for you. When you're nicer, more tips. So I would find myself like taking shots with my customers, and like I would make regulars and stuff like that. So that does not help.
Wasn't it also like nighttime as well?
Yes.
So then
I was going in at like 9 o'clock and getting off at like 3.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get home till about 4. Yeah. Being starving at 5. Yeah. Eat chicken wings and fries, and then go to sleep, and then do it all again the next day.
Yeah.
That is not the life I envisioned for myself.
Yeah. How did you do that for?
So I started the nightlife, I want to say like 2000, and after I had my son was 3 months old, I started work. I was still like breastfeeding. I literally remember I had to like go express and pump behind, pump like up. Behind the bar, like literally crouch down and pump my breast milk like out because it was so engorged.
And you don't want to get mastitis.
No, and so I've had it before. It's the worst.
It's the worst. Mm-hmm. Fever.
Yes,
like
shaking.
Chills.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so my son was 3 months old. I started, so that was 2019. So about 3 years, I'd say, I was in that nightlife. And, yeah, like, at first it was like, oh, my God, I can afford anything. Like, I can literally, oh, like, oh, that bag, cool, I'm going to make that money back tonight. That was the worst way to think. Like, anybody that is watching this and is in the nightlife in America, save your money. save your money, please, because... That is just, if I just think about all the times that I just was like, I'll make it back tonight. Like, I could have had so much more to my name, so much more assets to my name than a Louis bag, you know?
Of course.
So I just think, I'm just so glad I experienced that because I've just, my mindset's so different.
Yeah, now you're over it.
I'm over it. It was so easy to get sucked into that, like, lifestyle of, like, having to keep up with, like, the latest trends and, like, the latest bags and the latest, like, oh, you're not driving this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that type of thing. And I'm like, that's not who I am. That's not who I was raised to be. I come from a humble background. So why am I out here, like, trying to be something I'm not?
People,
No, like, no.
Where are you getting the time to stunt, though?
If you I'm not. I don't think that. I know.
You're
a mom.
You need to sleep. Like, where's the time to stunt?
Not necessarily. I don't think I ever really intended on stunting on anybody. But, you know, obviously Instagram and social media is such a big thing. So, like, it's like the next picture I post, like, let me show my new bag. Let me, you know what I mean? And it's like... Now I repeat the same freaking bag over and over again. If you have something to say, buy me another one.
Exactly.
Like, okay, like, I've had repeated that bag 3 times. Okay, are you going to buy me another one? No, then shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm so glad I'm over that. Like, I'm done with that phase. I'm not that girl. And I would say, like, I was that girl for a good couple years. And I'm just so glad I can just close that door now. Like,
do you have, like, your mom or dad kind of in your ear, especially during that last part where you said mental health wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Support to kind of remind you of like where you're from, because everything you're saying, the hustle,
just like that's the Nigerian.
Yes, yeah. Definitely, but definitely. You kind of have them yeah.
Reminding you
yeah, of course. Like, you know, Mum and I are very close, so I always had a very good like communication. I was very open with my mum, like, Mum, like, this is how I feel, and this, she would talk to me, we would talk for hours. Like, I knew that, like, she would call me like every 3 days, and our conversations would be no less than like 40-50 minutes, like, each call. Yeah. So she would definitely try to still instill, you know, what she can in me, whether I took it on or not.
Yeah.
She did what she had to do as a mother and advised me accordingly, but sometimes it stuck, sometimes it didn't. So sometimes I'd still hang up the phone feeling not good about myself.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, I'm the author of my life. I create the narrative, so I need to make the changes. So that's what I had to do. And I felt like the necessary change was to, you know, come back here and, yeah.
And just have like
yeah.
A breather.
Yeah, just a breather, basically. So, yeah.
So you were talking a lot about, you know, obviously the culture and lifestyle of Atlanta and things like that and how you kind of got sucked into it. But is there any other, like, things that you compare to how you grew up or where, like, things, how things are done in Australia? Like, I know that obviously tipping is, like, one of the most obvious things. But, like, a little bit more, like, deeper. Like, where did you see a lot of, like, you could draw comparisons and be like, oh, my gosh, I would, like, never do this in Australia. I'd never experience this in Australia. Good and bad, because I know that.
Yeah. Absolutely. So growing up, I didn't realize the amazing privilege that we have of Medicare.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a big one.
So I would have like a common cold in America, but I was there during COVID.
Oh,
in lockdown with a four, I don't even know how old my son was, but he was he was like something months old. So yeah, he was a baby. So a common cold, I would just push through it, thug it out. Mm. Like pain in my ankle, thug it out. It's broken, thug it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because like literally the fees to just even see it, like have a consultation.
Oh. It was how much
for
we
a GP? So. Just for to see it like a general practitioner was between like 110 to 150.
Just was it subsidized and for children, at least?
Maybe American children, yeah, okay. I'd say so. But yeah, so my son was good with that.
Okay.
But it was, we're talking about me. Yeah. And it was not cheap. Like
150. Yeah. Like 15 minutes too.
Yeah. Take literally, yep.
It's like a literally. Special appointment.
Like literally, yeah.
That GPs are charging.
Yeah.
When?
Mine does.
Mine charged the first one for the year.
Oh, wow.
Mine introduced it last year, at the beginning of last year.
So my friend had told me that she was sick and she should go to the doctor, and she said she wasn't going because it was going to cost her like $120. And I thought, oh, that's wild. Must be the area that you live in. She was in the city. So I thought, whatever. Then I booked an appointment with my doctor, and then I get a call saying that, oh, first appointment of the year is going to be 100 and... I think she said 110. And then, but you get... money back with Medicare, like $70-something.
That's
then,
so it's like a specialist appointment.
And then when I was having the appointment, my appointment went a bit longer than 15 minutes, and she's like, I'm going to have to charge you a bit extra.
it's your fault.
Yeah, so it went to like, oh, I forgot what it was. Maybe it went to 120 or something. But that's the first appointment. But that's because of my area. But I know in like, I can imagine your area and like in the city area, you have to pay for every single appointment.
I haven't paid a dime for the GP. You know what kind of IRA I'm from?
They know, it's targeted.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Because I said to my friend, I was like, there's no way in my area that it would be the case. But they've changed it.
If they start doing that, I mean, people would just start dropping dead. There's no way. There's no way they'd ever do it in the Druid. Nah.
It's because the government hasn't changed the amount they give back to doctors.
And
because of inflation, things have changed.
Going up.
So they're not making money.
Yeah.
So that's why they're forced to have the charge when they don't want to charge.
Upon all their studying, they're not making money. Fucking use this government, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
shit.
Then.
Anyways.
So, like, obviously, Medicare for me. I mean, that and the biggest one for me is the safety.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we can all agree, even all the Americans can agree that the country's just not safe. At all. And I remember, like, I always think back to this one story about, like, when I would, like, come home from the club back before, like, Uber existed and stuff, when you would catch, like, a taxi back from the station or whatever. I'd tell the taxi driver to drop me off, like, three streets away so it'd be cheaper. And I'd walk, but I'd walk. But
you are brave.
No, but in Australia. I'm talking about in Australia. Yeah, like in Australia.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, like
you got to walk in the middle of the night.
No, not no. Here in Australia, like I tell him to drop me off like right here, and then I just walk the rest of the way, like because it would be like a good $10 cheaper or whatever. So I'd walk, and I felt confident. I was like, I'm not gonna get snatched up or like no. Literally,
you hear a rustle. You hear a rustling. It's like, oh bloody possum.
Literally. So I thought about that. I'm like, I don't have that same comfortable feeling anymore like that. Like, so, yeah, the safety of there, which is very scary. And I just thought about, like, bringing my son up over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, and especially my son being a boy too.
Yeah. What he might get into.
Yeah. So I just, I'm like, I don't want to send my son to school in a bulletproof.
Yeah.
So that really, like, I factored in a lot of those things. I'm like, yeah, just the gun laws over there. Just
So
do you feel like every single day you just felt like you were
uneasy?
Yeah, and then working in nightlife and carrying cash on you every single day. Like, a lot of people were like, do you have a gun? I'm like, no. Like, I'm scared to even touch. I've never touched. No. Well, yeah, but I'm scared, like, even having that around my child. Like, what if my son just, I've heard, like, stories in America where a kid just has access.
Yeah, it literally happened, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, knowing my luck, I don't, like, I don't want to even imagine, but, like, I don't want my son to even have access to touching a gun and stuff like that. So I had pepper spray and, like, just, like, little, like,
knuckles. Yeah,
that's it.
You have to think about
is crazy.
Yeah. Literally.
Meanwhile, us two were bike riding in the streets of, like, where I was at, like, 1 a.m.
Like, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Yeah. We were just bike riding around.
I literally parked, like a good 5-minute walk. Yeah. I'm just like, literally, like, no, like, oh, I just love that feeling. I love that free feeling of not being scared. I mean, don't get me wrong, crimes do happen.
Come on,
let's be real. I'm not over here saying nothing happens.
Isn't it apparently worse now? I mean, I don't
know. It's probably increased in rates, probably, I'd say.
The gang, this thing and that.
The stabbing.
Not gang.
Not it's like it's like it's never randomised, but it's never random. Like it's always like if they've got beef, if they got beef. I'm not in that life, you know. So I just what's my concern?
Do you want to be?
No.
Unfortunately, yesterday, a father was killed when his son was next to him in the car.
Yes, the Lebo guy. But he's involved in that.
Sefton.
Yeah. No.
But funny enough, they said there's no, like, he has no, like,
maybe
he's
affiliation.
No criminal record. He's not known to police.
That's because he's smart.
Yeah, exactly. But, maybe.
But all that kind of crime that we're hearing, it's like.
It's inside. Yeah, so it's.
You know some gang folks.
I don't know any police. My goodness. That's
crazy. Yeah, so that I think those were the two, like, major things that I. And then, like, the food. Like.
All they know is cheese. Don't they have cheese, like the melted cheese?
But not even real cheese.
Yeah, it's that plastic.
Everything is fake.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, when we went to Hawaii, we went to this other island, and like at the resort that we're staying at, they have like 4 restaurants or something. So we're like, okay, let's go take the one that's near the beach. The food.
El Terrible.
This is where you spent $20 on the fruit salad.
Oh, that was when I got to Honolulu.
Oh.
The food was trash, and I think it came up as 160
Australian.
I was so hungry that I ate the food. Mm. The people that I with, they chucked the food out. That's
wow.
The next day, we resorted to having KFC.
Wow. Just to be safe.
Like that, right?
Just to be KFC safe.
I was like 16. So the fact that we were driving the car and I was just like,
I just
give me KFC.
Because they can't really go wrong with that.
Do you have Chipotle in ATL?
Yeah.
So I was so hyped up, right? And it's actually really expensive. We paid like 13 or 14 US for a burrito. And when I bit into it, such disappointment. Like, such clinical depression. like it just tasted like depression. Like the chicken was disgusting. The salad, and it was really like, I paid, disgusting. 13 US is like 20 Australian.
$20,
I was fuming. I was, nah.
Anyway. American food is really delicious.
It's
really
not good. Like, really we were not struggling. Good. Like, every time we'll go out for dinner, I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, is the food fake? Like,
a lot of processed.
Very processed.
Yeah. And then a lot of like, I don't know, some American, correct me if I'm wrong, but like a lot of the like foods are pumped with like hormones.
Yes. Yeah. You can taste it. Yeah. Ah, why do you think it tastes like that? Nah, yeah. It's disgusting. And us two, being the silly girls we are, the first place we went to was New York and we stayed in Times Square.
Okay. Ooh. Nice.
Why did we go to Applebee's, Dave Buster's? Oh. We went to the worst places.
You were asking for a hormone disorder, babe.
Actually.
Actually, begging for it.
We had to go to the pharmacy that night. Oh, no. And then get something to clear us. Because the way we were backed up and like the acne that just appeared like within 24 hours.
The first?
Yeah. Because the food grease was just green.
And like, yeah.
And my friend was like, I can't do this anymore. She lived on like Starbucks, like, I mean, it was sugar, but she basically lived on Starbucks for the rest of New York.
That's what I was doing.
Because she couldn't, like, she couldn't handle it.
The biggest mistake I made was having those hot. Like, I was at a museum in D.C., and you know those little hot dog stands?
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
I really needed something to get me.
Do you know it's literally got, like,
pig feet. It's just, like, pig toenail. Seriously.
Pig toenail. I
found
that within a good 20 minutes.
Oh. That your boy said no, please.
And this man was trying to hit on me while I'm like about to burst. My butthole was like literally about to burst. And I'm like, please, just leave me alone.
Honestly.
From both ends and I had no SIM card.
Oh, you were vomiting too?
Yeah, I had no SIM card. Babe. I was just like lying on the floor.
You know, what's this thing with you?
Questioning the meaning of life.
Oh my gosh. 20 minutes for that to kick in.
That means it was literally rotten and it was just in there in the hot
water. And then I told my friend, she's like, that's a rookie move. No one goes there.
You poor thing.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Basic.
Terrible.
Do you know what else was overrated for me? Cheesecake Factory.
Do you know what? I never that was probably one of my best meals because everything
I love Cheesecake Factory.
What's your standard order at Cheesecake Factory? Because I had the jambalaya and the...
That's what I had, the jambalaya.
I don't like the jambalaya. Sorry, anyway.
I'm a big pasta girl, so I used to get, the... It was like the Italian sausage pasta, and I was like, bring me
Italian sausage.
Italian at Cheesecake Factory.
It's just like one of
those. It's like a Bible.
Yeah.
It has everything on the menu.
Yeah, it's huge.
It wasn't that great, but out of all the food that I've eaten.
Yeah, it's because the way everyone hypes, the cheesecakes were not, do you know they're like 2,000 calories in a slice? It's insane. But they were good.
The best cheesecake. But the only place that I felt like I could eat like and be like feel okay was like at a... like a nice restaurant.
A restaurant.
Fancy? Not a like chain. Fancy.
Yeah.
You didn't find that? Damn.
Yeah.
We had to go to like meatpacking districts.
Were you with any Americans?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because she didn't know the spot.
And plus, she went to Hawaii, very touristy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
New York, Chicago,
Chirac.
Did you? The food in Chicago is really good. You didn't like it?
For that long. I was staying at my uncle's house.
Oh, so they cook.
You're having rice and you're having fufu in that,
His girlfriend was making me good stuff.
Oh, I know.
But
it
I am going
refreshing.
Back to New York, so. I'm
oh, really?
No.
You're gonna. You know what? You should have. Fine. You should
Shake Shack.
Place nice.
Like, Shake place Shack nice, goes but. Off.
And you know what you shouldn't have? Hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm definitely not having that.
You know.
I said, well, I'm going.
I don't even have that here, bro. Why do you have hot dog?
There's this rooftop. Like brunch place in New York.
Send it to me.
I send it to you.
What's it called? I think I might have gone there.
I don't remember.
No.
It's like how many boroughs in New York? Oh my god, this girl's too bad.
No, because I feel like brunch is the only saving grace for America for me.
Wait.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Especially in ATL.
Do we have bottomless mimosas here, guys?
Places. But we got that off Americans.
Isn't as big as it is probably in America.
It's selected places.
Yeah. Bottomless. It's very big. It started in America. Bottomless started in the States.
With hookah, music, the music.
Wait, niggas are doing hookah at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, life is rough.
Yeah.
Literally,
brunch into like
that
club.
Early,
when you're done. It's a whole day activity that.
I did that in Ghana actually. It was great.
Yeah.
See, it's fun, but then when you like live that every day,
It's good for a holiday, definitely.
But it might get
old. A destination. spot. Like, for, yeah. When you live there, you kind of get to really know, like, the ins and outs, the ups and downs of everything. So, yeah. But just that's just, like, anywhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I'm not going to lie. When I first came back to Australia, I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
what? Yeah, what was
like,
surprising?
I
yeah.
literally, like, I don't even, oh, what was it? Like, the fact that, okay, I needed to go see a doctor.
You're sick.
I needed to go see, I needed to go see a doctor. And I was like,
yeah.
Like, I can go? Okay, Mom, I'm going. Like, yeah. Like,
I just need this plastic card. Yeah, that's it.
I don't have to pay. No, and I remember, like, when I got, because I got a blood test, I got a full, like, blood test done, whatever, because my iron levels, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, your iron levels were bad.
Bad. They were so low. She's like, ma'am, like, you need to do something about this, like, immediately. You might need an iron transfusion. She was, like, scaring me. Whoa. Yeah. I didn't end up having to get one. I'm all good now. But she called me. Like, when I went back in for my results, I went straight to the front desk. Like, how much do I owe? She's like, you're good. You can go. I was you're like,
she's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. The lady's like, why is this person talking to me? Like, you have no business here.
Literally. She's like, you're good. You can go. So that, like, when I first came back, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that. And then, like, what surprised me, though, is, like, people who are a bit more rude, like,
really?
Yeah, like, okay.
Customer service?
No, oh. Customer service is good.
Okay,
but it's like when I went out, I went to like some club for some event. Like, it wasn't even a club. What's you know Butter?
Oh yeah.
I went to Butter for a friend Manu's like release thing.
Oh yeah,
were
okay.
You there that night?
I was there too. Oh well, look at that. No, it was very packed. It was like too packed. It was like sardines, but like the amount of people that just, like, walk past, bump you, don't even say, excuse me. I was shocked. Really? I got so accustomed to in America really? When I was, like, literally.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, excuse me for a minute, baby.
Yeah. 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 Oh, my way. Yeah. Yeah.
Pull them to you.
Yeah. Who am I doing? Oh, slow dance while you're walking past. Like, at least, you know, that's better than, like, bumping me.
Yeah, the men are rough out here.
Stepping on my toes and shit.
Like, ruining your pedicure.
I was like taken aback, and Stephanie's like, relax. Like, my friend, my best friend, she's like, relax. You're back in Australia, bro. This is what it is.
Yeah.
I was like, so that was, I was like, yeah, kind of disappointed about that. But like, just like everything, just the air.
Yeah, it's
like
fresh,
all
isn't
that,
it?
Like the nature, hearing the freaking what is it, the cockatoo? What are we?
Yeah,
doing?
In the morning.
The fucking galahs and shit. One of the ones that I'm
like all that. I forgot about. Like all of that, I was just happy to hear that, see that, be around that, and just be around my family. Like all of that, everything was exciting to me. I'm like, oh my God, a Porto's.
Oh yeah,
Porto's.
Porto's is good.
What about Guzman and Gomez? Are you a fan?
The Mexican place?
Yeah.
Huh?
But the Mexican from the place. States, they got better Mexican food out
I know,
there.
But like Chipotle is like the equivalent in terms of fast food.
No, I will say, Chipotle. Like they have real good authentic Mexican food.
Yeah, like.
Because obviously
like
in
a car
immigrants.
And stuff.
Like,
or even like restaurants.
Yeah. Restaurants and stuff like that. Like they're authentic.
Like
because you know, like they like have a lot of like immigrants from Mexico.
Yes.
So they get that real, you know, authentic Mexican.
Yeah,
so would I eat it here? Not so, not so much.
Yum.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but it's like, imagine if we went to the States and we had like Lebanese food. Like, obviously, it's gonna be better here because it's like that culture.
That Thai, as well.
I think, I would even go to like Mediterranean restaurants over there. I'm like, can I get baba ganoush? They're like, huh?
Oh, really?
Baba ganoush? Like,
interesting.
I'm sure. Don't get me wrong. Let me clarify. There's probably some places.
But
for the most
part, it's not
like
it's not the cuisine out there.
Not
it's
at all.
Do you get any Nigerian food?
Yes.
Was
yes.
It good though? Okay.
Yes. It was a place called Little Lagos, and I know they have one in Newtown.
Oh, how funny.
You're talking about America or you're talking about here?
No, because there's one in Newtown and there's one in America, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that's how I went viral on TikTok was from eating fufu and owedu, which is a Nigerian like soup.
Okay.
Whatever. So I want to say it's Yoruba. I don't know what tribe it is specifically, but I just sat down. I just turned on my phone. I just recorded me a video of just me eating.
And they loved it.
And they loved it.
Wow.
It was like,
seriously?
I don't even know. Like, it was like something stupid. Because
fufu
like
was going viral.
Are you serious?
Yes. So that's how I gained all my following on TikTok. Now they don't give a fuck about me. I don't make those videos anymore. So they're just like, like, I'll post a video of, like, a cute video of me. They're like, eat fufu. I'm like, is that all I'm good for?
TikTok is wild, bro.
Is that all I'm good for?
They're probably like, go back to Insta with that outfit. We want to see some reviews.
Yeah, I want to see. Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, like they'll comment some nasty things, like, oh, it looks like snot. Like, they'll comment nasty things.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
African food is not, doesn't look appetizing. I mean, it's not appetizing. Yeah, it's not appetizing at all.
But man, it appeals my
stomach. It tastes good.
It appeals my stomach. And yeah, so. That it was Little Lagos in Atlanta, and then they actually even like freaking sponsored me at one point.
Oh,
Little Lagos. But yeah, in Atlanta. And by sponsor, I mean one free meal. But still, I still got that free meal.
Goodness.
So that was nice. So I enjoyed that so much. That was great. The Nigerian food, I literally, Uber Eats.
It just felt like home.
Yeah. And I remember writing like little like Instagram stories like I just want my dad's Niger food. I remember writing that. Now I just have the privilege of having it every day. And my mom cooks it really well too.
Oh. Wow.
My mom is like bomb at cooking. Mm. Oh, so good. So yeah, anyways, I'm hungry.
What about
yeah.
Yeah. There would have been a difference when you
in the culture.
Coming back now.
The what? What in
particular? How many black people there are? The culture.
Would you say there's like, are you trying to say there's more now?
No, what do you think?
I think it's like the same for me. Okay, but what I've seen, I don't go out though.
Yeah.
I live like 45 minutes away from the city, so like I don't even, like I don't really.
But even where you are, like within your, I don't know, my LGA. It's local government area. No, but within your area, like do you see more black people or not really? It's kind of much
the same. It's the same for me.
What's your area? For me personally. Your area the same as
her? I live in Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
Hills District.
Oh,
shit. Okay, can we repeat that? I live in the Hills District.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, yeah, okay.
I'm over here like, I live in...
Give me your address.
This is my tax phone number. Like, calm down.
But there's a lot more in that area.
But what do you think about the actual scene? Like, I think that it's... Yeah, the creative scene is pretty... Like, yeah, it's
like when you see, like, posters and stuff. Like,
I will say that that's... Like, definitely.
Wait, you see Miracle on the bus and that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the train station on the,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's news to me.
No, on the trains. Not on the trains.
What is it for? New single?
I think it's for iTunes.
No, it's for for some music academy. I forgot that.
Does he even live in Australia?
He's back.
To London?
I think maybe he's back and forth, right?
Yeah,
I think he, yay.
We're talking about, shout out to you, Miracle.
Bless, sorry. Wow. I'm so sorry.
That is I know,
I'm going to actually
have
Blessed is on a bus. Have you seen that at all?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been back 3 months.
Though. Oh, okay.
Like three months.
That's not that long.
You've mostly been with family for that time?
Definitely been with family. I think I went out a couple of times to support my homie Manu. And then one other time.
The concert.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
And I was kind of, I don't even know who Uncle Waffles was. I thought it was a guy. Yeah, I was like, what is he coming on? Please. Oh,
auntie status.
So
oh my goodness.
It was giving that. But yeah, like I did not know, but she was fire.
Yeah, she was fire.
When she came on, I'm like, wow. Yeah, she, gorgeous. And her stage presence was amazing. Mm. I had a great time that night. That was so fun. But that was like literally like my first, that was my second day back.
Whoa.
And when I saw you, literally, that was literally, I had so been there. Like, I had literally, I think it was like the 14th of November that happened, that event. I had come back on the 12th.
Whoa.
I was still jet lagged.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Fools, jet lagged.
So
oh, yeah.
And they wanted just be like, I can imagine.
My parents are obsessed with my
I can imagine.
Son.
They all are.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
But even comparing, like, you did some modeling when you were younger, comparing, like, models that you see. Oh, so you're saying you haven't seen much in terms of like ads?
I just literally am so cocooned. Like I literally just like I'm just in my house right now. I think if you have me back on in a year, I might have a completely different opinion. But right now, I think I'm just so like cocooned right now, like
settling in.
Yeah, like I'm not really like you know.
Yeah,
I'm not observing into too much.
Just in the family.
Yeah, right now. But I think once I like get. You know, myself in a place where I feel like I'm ready to branch out again, I think I'll be more aware and like of what's going on around me. But right now I'm just like my son, go to basketball, go to school, you know, things like that. So I'm just
chilling.
A homebody right now.
Yeah. Mm.
I do want to go out, but I live like in Narnia. So
and there's like, where'd you go?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's popping anymore?
Don't ask us. I think it's more like an event thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's more an event. Yeah. I can't say like this club is lit.
We don't
like,
have our own club.
Right.
No, but we don't. I just feel like that's because of the lockout thing and clubbing.
I heard.
Yeah, but also like always. I wasn't here for that. It ends up being in a mixed demographic always. You can't just say like.
This is where the blacks will be.
Yeah, because then there'll be like Islanders and then Asians will join in and then white people
join in.
Like that, it's like a domino effect. It's just like even with the Afrobeats events, it's very mixed now.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, it's different because in America it's like. Magic City Mondays, there's like Taco Tuesdays, Wind Down Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Freaky Friday. Yeah, literally.
All iterations, bro.
Literally, yeah, there's something to do every day. Like, literally, even on Sunday, it's like one day for God. Yeah. Just one day?
Oh, my God.
No. So... that's the, I mean, there's aspects of that that I'm like, damn. Like
a little bit.
I miss that a little bit, you know, but.
You get over it.
You do get over it.
I think Melbourne has a better.
I heard. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely heard that, and I'd love to take a trip there, to be honest. I used to live there when I was like 18, and then I didn't appreciate it for what it was. I kind of have in a way. I was doing a show at the time though. Remember, I didn't really move there by choice.
Yeah.
But I just remember like I was 18. This is embarrassing to say, but I literally would do my show. Like I was in a musical at the time. I would do my show, come home and watch Hannah Montana.
Oh, bless you, were young.
Are you big 18?
I'm 18.
She's a small girl.
She wanted the best of both worlds.
Hannah Montana. So I'd watch Hannah Montana and then just get ready for a show the next day. Like I did nothing. I didn't even go out. I barely even went out. Like I didn't even. I was legal to drink and I didn't even do that. How times
but
have changed.
But doing a show with that kind of stuff, as if you'd
want to
go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very high demanding. Yeah. Sometimes it was like two shows a day. Like, So, I was just tired. And I just, the amount of like chronic pains I would get. I used to have like shin splints. I don't know if you guys know what that is. I used to have to go to like physiotherapy for that.
Oh,
like it was,
geez.
It was full on, very physically demanding. Mm. It was, but I can say I did it.
Yeah. So did you have a dancing background as well?
Yeah, I used to like dance and like do... acting, modeling, do the whole like nine yards.
Mm.
I felt like I was kind of just like I grazed over all of them. Did I feel like I mastered any one of them?
Mm.
Maybe not, but I feel like I was the package.
Jack
in a
of
sense.
All trades.
Yeah. Master of none. Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
One thing about me, I'm trying to show myself. It is what it is. I know who I am.
Better
and, like, I feel like it's good to have a little bit of knowledge in everything. Like, you know, so that was just something I experienced at a young age. I finished my HSC while doing the show.
Wow.
And then, I remember I had, like, missed my, like, formal and stuff. And then, like, the team, like, dedicated one of the shows to, like, this is Christina's formal.
Oh,
like,
that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's
it wasn't any different to any other show. But it was, like, a cute little dedication to the thought. So, yeah, I missed out on my year 12 formal and stuff. But, hey, like, I'm 18 years old, making X amount of money a week at my young age, my big age. Yeah. I don't know what you want to call it, my Hannah Montana age. So, I was doing better than going to a formal. Yeah. So I didn't care about that, to be honest.
I looked hideous.
Same.
Oh. Well, I looked
green
hideous at my year 10.
No! Like, my dress was multicolored.
When I came out of the hairdresser, I was like, you look like you're from The Help. You know the movie? The Help? Like, she's like, old lady.
Yeah, that's the only place.
And
yeah.
Will they match your skin?
No. We all end up in all of us.
No, yeah, mine was
NW45.
That's all they knew, NW45. Do I even look like that? My mum is NW45.
What's the colour you got now? Because I just got MAC.
I don't have MAC. I
don't use Mac.
Mac is so like
2000 and late.
Yeah.
No. I love Fenty.
You like Fenty? It doesn't like sit on my face.
Fenty won't give you glow. It gives you like coverage.
It does give you glow.
I mean, for the foundation.
It didn't sit.
Nah,
I don't know what it is.
Like for more of a matte finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
matte. It depends
finish.
On what base you put, like what you put for your primer and stuff like that. I think it just depends. And then obviously on your skin texture as well.
True.
So I love me some Fenty. I love me some Rihanna. What did you think of her Super Bowl performance?
We just went over this, baby.
Oh, okay. We're not going to open that can.
No, it's okay. We can recap.
Okay, please.
Some people thought it was underwhelming. And the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. But then, like, just the nostalgia of it, it was so good.
Her pregnancy's got nothing to do with it. She's not a performer.
Not her. Beyonce's
performed pregnant, just to...
But yeah. Beyonce is Beyonce. She'll like walk on hot coals. Like, you know what I mean? Like she's just that
literally
grinder. Yeah, yeah, like she'll grind. Yeah. Rihanna wants to relax. She wants to have a joint and chill out.
And when she was like, I'm like, yeah.
She was like, I don't. It looked like she was kind of like just marking it a little bit. Like kind of just like not really like this is kind of rehearsal.
Yeah.
She looked stunning as ever.
Yeah.
There's no denying that she's beautiful.
Yeah.
All her dances, she had like so many of those dances.
The male
dances, they went off.
We were doing work when they were like doing the crawl.
Oh.
That was iconic.
They turned it into a meme and they're like, yeah, Rihanna understands mum life with a toddler. Yes. It's just this person crawling after you. Oh my God.
Literally. I think I've seen that one. It was like me trying to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is literally my literally. Kid. I sit one, mom. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
The sperm one.
Yeah. When they ran like out and they were like, it's ASAP Rocky's sperm in her womb.
Twitter's the internet is undefeated at this point. Gosh. Undefeated.
Seeing the two worlds, what about the dating
world? Oh, that's a tea. That's what I'm trying to hear about ATL.
The dating world.
So it's just rusty and dusty everywhere. Is that what you're telling us?
Just with more volume. Just more amount.
How do I answer this without offending some of the men that might be watching this? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, I just think that they come from like a kind of
different culture,
different background, raised differently. A lot of them don't have like maybe that father figure to show them how to be, you know, like a man. And I kind of get nervous saying this. 'Cause I'm like, I'm not speaking for every man. I'm really not. I genuinely this is just my experience and what I've experienced. And I feel like I've just kind of attracted maybe a lot of like men that are broken. Mm. And I'm just always trying to like captain save her, you know, like trying to fix somebody. And I'm just such a nurturer and I want to, you know, rehabilitate somebody when that's not really my responsibility.
Yeah.
So I would say like I haven't really had the experience like the chance to fully date here yet. I'm just kind of getting into the dating field, but so far
what about even what you see?
What do you mean by what you see?
Like the caliber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As in, yeah, does she think that there's actually cute people?
Because
here?
Obviously in ATL
it makes us
fine. Okay, there's a lot of fine. In Atlanta, there's a lot of fine men.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
But they say that most of them are gay or taken.
Oh, there's a huge black gay scene there, right?
I mean, yeah, there is. Mm. And again, like that's I haven't really personally experienced anybody being, you know, DL, what they call DL. Yeah. Mm. But I do know that is
like a thing.
It is a thing over there. It's nothing new to anybody. But yeah, a lot of good looking men, with a lot of issues.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm nobody's.
Yeah. Safe.
Like I did not cut you. So don't bleed on me. Mm.
Yeah. So when you were dating, how long did it usually take you to like realize, oh, okay, this guy is probably not ready for some kind of commitment with me? Was it very much apparent from the like couple of first dates, or was it like when you dated for like a few months? Like how?
Yeah, I think after with like the split with my son's dad, I wasn't really comfortable really dating anybody seriously anyway. Mm. So anybody that I was engaging with, I kind of just took it with a grain of salt. Like it wasn't really, oh, I see a future, or I need to have a future with this person. It was kind of just like, I'm just having fun. I'm not really taking it too seriously.
Mm.
You know, it is what it is. If it ends tomorrow, cool. If it doesn't, cool. Like, it's no different to me. I think there was a couple of situations that I did feel like, I remember thinking like I did lose a little bit of sleep over it. Like that's how I knew. I was like, okay, I do see potential in this person.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of issues that they were dealing with that I was like, I'm not adding this baggage to my life. Like, I know I come with baggage and that's my son, but I'm like, we're a package. Like, you already know what it is. It's he's a child, like, you know, that we come together. But like all this added stuff, like, crime background and stuff like that. I'm not something I'm gonna deal
like
with.
He's like he's out on parole or something. Oh. Or he's got like
he is about to go to jail and stuff like that.
Do you find that really normalized over there? Like having a criminal record?
It's kind of just like whatever. It's like
It's hot.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, you're a bad boy. Like, whoa. But that's not how I necessarily took it. But like over there, it's like,
He's about to go
to
jail for what, though?
There's a lot of scammers out there, babe. Just on vacation before. he knew he was gonna serve time. Okay. But I have a lot of love and respect for him and all of that. But like, I just knew that that was something that I was like, I can't get my heart too involved in this because I know that
he's not going
to
be.
He's about to go away.
So wait, when these guys are like dating and they know they're going away, are they expecting you to wait for them when they come out?
I think so, yeah. I think
wow.
so.
In, that's a bit selfish.
In a way. Yeah, I would agree with that. But I, you know, I made it clear that I was planning on like, you know, visiting Australia again and stuff like that. So like, it was like, okay, I'll come like when I'm out.
They won't let you, baby. These visa laws.
Yeah. I know. So that was that. But like, yeah, like again, like I've had like some experiences where like I know that I'm like, I'll be looking at them on the day like I never want to see you again.
You know, you go on those dates where you're just like,
and exactly. And that's like, where did I go wrong? The thing with American boys, they are so.
They know how to
front and expressive about their feelings.
I appreciate that.
That's almost overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. And I'd rather that than that nonchalant shit.
All these games between us, my feelings, it's not guy enough.
So, yeah, I dealt with one guy that was like doing like pop ups at my door and stuff.
Okay, no, that's harassment.
But why did I kind of like it? Like, why did I kind of like, oh, like, and then it was like flowers and stuff like that. I'm like, oh. And then
you don't think it was like love bombing, was it?
It was. It could have been.
Okay. It could have been. Up, it means like he's trying to check.
Yeah, but it was like, 100%. Dude, it's been 1 hour. Like, why? 1 hour of dating, like, chill out. No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
But it was like, at least a couple weeks, like not even a month, and you're already doing like pops, like you ain't answering my call. Like,
I'm literally
in bed with my son, robe on, mask on, like, oh, hey, like, yeah, it freaked, like at the time, my heart was kind of racing. I'm like, this is not, it freaks me out. But looking back, I'm like, you need that energy. Where's that energy? Just a little bit. With a little bit of that, like, keep you on your toes nonchalant shit. Yeah.
Maybe don't knock at my door. Maybe just say I'm outside. So that I can come.
Maybe you said I'm in your area.
I'm in your city.
I don't know. I think all girls love a little bit of that, like,
guidance. Yeah, like, it's, I think just it's a normal.
Just a little bit.
No, I get screwed.
I'd expect a lot.
No. Like, let's say your man is out. Let's say he's in the city.
But
he's coming on
home.
He's
not my man for 4 weeks.
Oh.
Come on.
I totally missed that. I actually missed that. I was thinking it's your boyfriend or something.
No. Yeah, my boyfriend can come around outside.
That's different.
Yeah, he can come around whatever.
He probably have a key to my crib anyway.
Gillian's hosting these hobosexuals. You know what I mean?
That is a real thing.
That's a huge thing in the States.
That is a real thing. But I don't know if I can't even. Again, I don't want to offend anybody, but yes, like those men that literally leech on women because they don't have a place to stay. That is so real. And that I could probably speak for that anywhere in the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was definitely a real thing. And that was like definitely something that I've personally experienced. I'm like, why are you being so nice?
Couch
surfing.
Just like.
Yeah, but you can tell it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. God.
Wait, couch surfing. Surfing until they get like what their rap crew are.
No.
Maybe Margaret.
Oh, she meant that. She was so serious. No. No. Couch couch surfing until they fucking get the woman to let them move the fuck in.
Oh my god.
Like, yeah, they're gonna be like, they're literally gonna stand behind you while you paying for everything, baby girl. Like,
oh my god.
At the cash register, like,
I love me an independent woman. Yeah, I love that.
I just don't know how you can fall for that.
They are very particular with who they go for, though. They know who they go for. Yeah. Like, you know, they know what they're doing. They're not.
Oh, they can talk. Cram mouth. Yeah. They will just talk game. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
What do the kids call it now? When you got
Riz.
Riz.
Riz they call game. It Riz.
Yeah.
I got Riz, like charisma. It's a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's short for charisma, but like you know how to talk. Yeah. You know how to like chat girls. Yeah.
Yes, American men definitely got Riz. Definitely. So I definitely experienced my fair share of Riz. Yeah.
Do you find them to be corny at times?
I guess like the ones at the bar and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, some of them. I mean, I think that's any. Like, I think I've experienced corny here in Australia, too.
Yeah. Oh, fair.
We just have a different level of corny.
Yeah. Or different brand of corny.
Yeah.
Australian corny is different.
What would you say is Australian corny?
Yeah, that's a good
question. On the apps, they'll be like, oh, can't wait to cuddle you. And I'm like, oh, it's been two messages.
Not two messages.
Oh, my God.
I'm re-screwed.
Oh, my God. The apps are disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. You like apps?
I met my boyfriend on an app.
No way.
Yeah, I met him on Bumble.
I feel like that's a really epic. Can we take it more seriously here than
yeah.
Cause no, because like, in America, you join Bumble, you're getting killed.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Right, and also,
do not join Bumble or Tinder.
No, I think because in Australia, men are not as confident to approach you in person.
Oh.
That's what, like, I know people have gotten married off those apps.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too, definitely.
Yeah, it's a huge thing here.
Because in the States, you can't leave the house. Yo, ma, blah, blah.
You can't even step foot out of your house. Yeah. Over here, it's just quiet for you.
Yeah, and you'll see a cute guy, you'll just be staring at him.
Yeah.
You just be doing eye contact the whole day.
Are you going to say anything? No. No.
And the confident guys, the way they even approach you is putting you off.
Yeah.
That happened to me 2 weeks ago at a funeral. Yeah.
Yeah. At a funeral?
No, he wasn't Ghanaian. He was just around the area.
At a funeral.
I was going to a funeral. Sorry.
I was like,
sorry. I thought he was just whistling at you over the casket.
Not even the casket. Oh my goodness.
Like, come on.
Stepping over to come chat to you.
Yeah.
Like I was walking to my car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me in my car.
And I was wearing black.
No, was he?
No.
Oh, but
he was. I attract Arabs.
Yeah. But they can be quite. They can actually be. Oh, quite. That's what? The same for me. They can be quite. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
They can be like that. That.
When they're confident, that's how they approach you.
They have that energy.
Yeah, like a whistle. Yeah.
Or glamour.
They don't say that anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's literally. I went to a shopping center, like. 2 weeks ago.
They still say that.
No, it was actually Castle Hill.
They're getting bold there.
Literally, in Castle Hill, I walked through and it's like one guy at first. I walk this way. I come back as like four. And then I keep walking and then he's like, glamour. glamour. Like that. And I just immediately call my mom.
Mommy, I want to go home.
Literally, I just call my mom like, hey, mom.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like literally just because my anxiety, like I start shaking. Like it gives me anxiety. Like even in America when I would get like I said, just let me pump petrol, please.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. Let me buy fucking Cheetos in peace. Like, please. Yeah. Please. I literally have my hair in a bonnet. Like,
I'm the prettiest thing
you've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And they'll say crazy things like, baby, you're so special. Like,
I can tell by the way you walk, you know you're special.
Yeah.
Just like, what? You're not even making sense.
It must have been like, that was a big reminder that you were back when you heard the glamour. That was a big reminder.
Yeah. And I'm just the anxiety as he's saying that. I'm just like, I'm definitely back in Australia.
Yeah.
But I didn't even acknowledge it or anything. But yeah, like I said, it was one person and then it was like four of them.
I get like Lamar. Street harassment more than approaches. Like when I was doing walks in lockdown. Oh, people would yell. The guys yell things out of the car.
I can imagine the area too.
Yeah. Some guys, island guys in the car were like, Bunda! As I was walking, I was What?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's like...
It means ass.
Slang.
Yeah, just slang for ass. Yeah, they're like, Bunda! And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But imagine the roles were reversed and we just like catcalling men like peanuts. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, hey, big ball.
Yeah. Like
it's very crazy.
Like, I don't get it.
They're crazy.
The double standard.
Men, the wherever same. You go.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of men.
Yes, darling.
We do have a segment on our show called Reddit Reactions, where we find dilemmas on Reddit, like stories people tell, and then we give our 2 cents.
Okay.
So I'll be reading it out.
Okay.
And it does involve men, hence the connection.
Okay.
I am a 26-year-old Indian-American male. My parents have recently been on my case about getting married. Apparently I'm getting older and need to settle down and give them grandchildren. Basically every time I see them, they have a new potential match for me, a picture of some new girl, and ask me if I'm willing to meet her. It's honestly super annoying, but I'm too non-confrontational to really put my foot down and say, I don't want an arranged marriage. After all, if I do, there'd be an argument or at minimum some interrogation about why I don't want one. Anyways, I was thinking of ways I could get them to stop harassing me about getting married. I decided it'd be a lot easier to just come out as gay than to explain.
Hey! Oh my god! I actually wasn't expecting that.
Okay. I just thought it'd be a lot easier to just come out as gay than to explain why I didn't want an arranged marriage. My parents were fairly conservative but weren't the type to disown their kids. And if I just said I was gay, I'd have a solid reason to not get an arranged marriage. I don't like girls. So that's what I ended up doing the last time I was visiting. They were showing me pictures of some girl. I just looked them in the eyes and said, Mum, Dad, I'm gay. They got really quiet and awkward and asked me if I was sure, and I said yes. My mum told me they love me no matter what, and what they do, what makes me happy.
That's beautiful.
My dad was a lot more awkward and quiet, but later gave me a similar talk about how he was uncomfortable with the idea, but recognises that times are changing and I should do what makes me happy. Overall, I feel kind of bad because of how genuinely my parents seemed to respond to me. But was happy with the result. They stopped giving me arranged marriage proposals and stopped showing me pictures of girls. This is until last weekend. I visited them as usual. My mum came by my
nice
and was greeted by my mum, who was more excited than usual. She sat me down and pulled out a binder with pictures of guys.
I knew it.
They're relentless. They don't care. Like the parents. Yeah.
Right. They're being open about everything but the marriage.
Yeah. Apparently my parents had spent the last month or so looking for any and all gay Hindu Indian men who I could potentially marry. So now I guess I'm dealing with the exact same shit, but instead of being greeted with pictures of cute Indian girls, I get to see pictures of gay Indian dudes instead. Fuck my life, lol. At this point, the plan is to either find a girlfriend and tell my parents she totally turned me straight, or maybe marry a very feminine man.
How about you just
what do I do?
Just stop lying.
Obviously, his parents are coming from an understanding place at this point. Times are changing.
Yeah.
So if times are changing, why are we still, like, doing the
arranged marriage? Yeah.
Like, come on. So.
And 26 is young. I don't think it's not enough, especially as it like looking from a conservative way. Like as a dude, 26 isn't that young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we
it's also that old. Sorry,
times are changing, but culturally, this is something that
that's
they
true.
Do.
Yeah,
Indian,
right?
So
yeah.
We love Indian Matchmaker on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, do you know what? The next season is the British one. I can't wait. Really come on, Hounslow.
Because the way that it ended when they like transitioned to the British ones, I was like, oh, this is about to be some mess.
Yeah. Because they're wild out there. Yeah. They're wild out there. Yeah, all British diaspora is wild. They're all wild. They're all crazy. Anyways. Yeah, you should tell the truth, in my opinion.
What do
you
think? Stop lying.
Yeah.
Very understanding. I feel like
Sweet.
I feel like this is too big of a thing to lie.
About your sexuality.
Are you that much of a pussy to just say, just leave me alone? Yeah.
I just think he dug himself a bigger hole.
Yeah.
Like it's not a small white lie. Like, that is a huge lie.
And I think that, like, if they love you enough to embrace your sexuality like this, or your fake sexuality, they would have loved you. Like, he's just not confrontational enough, and you need to grow up, babes. Like, you show your parents.
I'm very shocked at their response, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Very shocked.
I love that for them, though.
Yeah. Like,
I know, and they spent a month getting a binder of pairing, all...
Which means that they did a lot of research.
Because they've got nothing to do.
They're probably good.
And is he the only child?
I don't know. He didn't say.
No, but if you really want your child to marry, you do whatever.
Yeah, whoever you marry is universal. The one you marry logic. Yeah. They're definitely.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
I was just going to ask one last question for now that you have the Beauty of Hindsight, you have the best of both worlds. Like, what advice would you give to anyone that maybe wants to move overseas, specifically America, maybe not America, anywhere, just advice, things that you would have done differently?
Yeah, so I definitely would say if it's something that's a dream of yours or just on your list, I'd rather live saying at least I did it than ever look back and be like, damn, I wish I did it. You know what I mean? So I would say go for it. Accept and enjoy all the experiences along the way, whether it be America or Asia, whatever country. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter where. Just experience it, enjoy it, so you can just say you did it. You know what I mean? So we're only like getting older. Yeah. We're only getting older. Is that even a saying?
We're not getting any younger.
You know what I mean?
Two glasses deep.
So, we're not getting any younger. So I say just live life to the fullest. It sounds so cliche, but it's so true. Like, I'm just so glad that I can say that I did that and I conquered it and I fulfilled that little dream. Now I can close that chapter and move on to the next. So that would be my advice. And thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
That was cute. Deleted a lot of money.